Hey, I'm Chris.
What's up? I'm Mars.
And you're tuned in to Surgery Shelf Prep, where we bring you high-yield, high-speed content to help you crush your shelf exams.
Let's get into today's heavy hitter, one of the most testable gastrointestinal conditions that crosses over into vascular surgery, ischemic colitis.
Picture this classic scenario. A 72-year-old with congestive heart failure and a recent hospitalization for sepsis comes in with sudden-onset crampy abdominal pain localized to the left lower quadrant. A few hours later, he develops bloody diarrhea.
That's the classic presentation. If you see a patient with recent low blood flow, left lower quadrant pain, and bloody stool, your internal alarm should be screaming ischemic colitis.
Those low flow states are the big culprits here. Congestive heart failure, shock, hemodialysis, or any vascular surgery can drop perfusion to vulnerable areas of the colon.
Quick high-yield question for you, Chris. After an abdominal aortic aneurysm repair, which vessel are we most worried about compromising?
The inferior mesenteric artery. That's the key vessel tied directly to the pathophysiology of ischemic colitis.
Now here's what's happening. Ischemic colitis is the most common form of gastrointestinal ischemia, but it's usually not due to a clot. This is a hypoperfusion problem, not an embolic one.
Exactly. The drop in blood flow hits areas of the colon that have poor collateral circulation, known as the watershed zones.
These areas live at the junctions between major arterial territories. The two you have to know are Griffiths Point at the splenic flexure, where the superior mesenteric artery meets the inferior mesenteric artery, and Sudex Point at the rectosigmoid junction, where the inferior mesenteric artery meets the superior rectal artery.
These zones are like the pressure points of the colon circulation. They're the first to lose blood flow when perfusion drops.
And here's a common exam trap. Why is rectal ischemia so rare?
Because the rectum has a dual blood supply from both the inferior mesenteric artery and the internal iliac arteries. That dual supply gives it strong collateral flow. Also, remember that ischemia usually starts in the mucosal layer first.
Now let's move into diagnosis. Back to our elderly patient who's stable with left lower quadrant pain and bloody diarrhea, what's your next best step?
A CT scan of the abdomen and pelvis with intravenous contrast. It's the first line imaging test. You're looking for findings like bowel wall thickening, fat stranding, and the classic thumbprinting caused by submucosal hemorrhage and edema.
Thumbprinting equals ischemia. But if the patient is unstable, hypotensive, or crashing, don't rush to colonoscopy. You stabilize first, then proceed safely with imaging.
Colonoscopy is the most sensitive test, but it should only be performed after imaging and once you've ruled out perforation or necrosis.
Here's the good news. Most cases of ischemic colitis resolve with supportive care. Around 80% of patients never need surgery.
Treatment is primarily supportive. That means intravenous fluids for resuscitation, bowel rest or nothing by mouth, broad-spectrum intravenous antibiotics to cover gram-negative and anaerobic bacteria, and close monitoring for any signs of deterioration. And when do we escalate to surgery?
You move to surgery if the patient develops peritonitis, bowel necrosis, perforation, ongoing bleeding, or no improvement after 48 to 72 hours of conservative management.
Surgical options usually include segmental colectomy, sometimes with an ostomy, depending on the situation.
All right, let's go through some common shelf traps. These always show up.
Trap number one. If you see pain out of proportion to exam, that's not ischemic colitis. That's acute mesenteric ischemia, which is usually embolic and presents with periumbilical pain, but a normal physical exam.
Trap number two. If you have a hypotensive patient with suspected ischemic colitis and you go straight to colonoscopy, that's wrong. You stabilize first, start fluids, and then get imaging.
Trap number three. Treating ischemic colitis with anticoagulation. That's also wrong. Anticoagulation is for occlusive mesenteric ischemia, not ischemic colitis. Here, it's all about supportive care.
One more thing. What's the major long-term complication we need to watch for weeks to months after recovery?
That would be stricture formation. Fibrosis from the healing process causes narrowing of the colon, which can lead to bowel obstruction. Some patients will need endoscopic dilation or surgery.
Let's wrap up with a quick review. 5 pearls to lock in. Number 1, ischemic colitis is the most common form of gastrointestinal ischemia and results from non-occlusive hypoperfusion.
Number 2, the classic patient is elderly with left lower quadrant pain and bloody diarrhea after a low flow event like heart failure, sepsis, or aneurysm repair.
Number 3, the initial best test is a CT scan of the abdomen and pelvis with intravenous contrast, and colonoscopy confirms the diagnosis later.
Number 4, the key difference from acute mesenteric ischemia is pain level. Ischemic colitis has mild pain that matches the exam, while acute mesenteric ischemia has severe pain out of proportion.
Number 5, supportive care is the backbone of treatment. Surgery is only for complications. And long-term, watch for stricture formation.
That's a wrap on ischemic colitis. High yield, high value, and straight to the point. Keep grinding, keep testing yourself, and we'll see you next time here on Surgery Shelf Prep.